What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. On today's episode, I want to ask a question. How can we get back to it takes a village to raise a child concept? Because back in the day, many of our households had hands-on with other kids from other households to help raise them, to help them become successful. So I think it's time that we get back to it takes a village to raise a child concept. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. There was a time where growing up in a community, everybody in that community knew each other. We knew each other's first and last names. We knew each other's contact information. And also all of the parents in the community knew the names, the ages, the schools that the other children went to. Because everybody was at everybody's house, you know. There was no staying inside watching TV. All of the children would go out in the community, play football on the street, you know, play soccer, play baseball. You know, there was a lot of community involvement back then. And today, we see no kids outside playing in the streets. There's no communication between the neighbors. You know, we have neighbors living right next door to each other that don't even know each other's names. Not alone knowing how many people live in the house next to them. So we have lost our way in having relationships with the people who live in our community, with the children who live in our community. You know, there was a time where if I did something wrong, I knew that Miss Ann or whomever in the community was going to pick up the phone and call my mother. Or either if they didn't pick up the phone, they might discipline me themselves. So that kept me out of a lot of trouble, and that kept me on the straight and narrow, and it kept a lot of kids out of trouble and allowed kids to flourish and become successful. And another thing that was very important in the community that helped with, you know, the takes a village concept is that we had big brother, big sister programs also, and the coaches for football teams, basketball teams, and so on, they really loved the kids and they lived in the community. So, you know, if coaches saw that a kid was struggling, you know, with his schoolwork or just struggling, period, he would pull that kid aside and talk to him and also talk to their parents, because coaches really cared about the children and had relationships with the children and their parents at the time. So we really need to find a way to get back to that it takes a village concept, because right now we are losing a lot of our children to TV programming, which is negative, radio programming, which is negative. A lot of our kids are growing up in single parent homes, and you know, that single parent might be working 12-hour shifts and don't really have time to spend with that child, even though they really want to. And then a lot of parents these days are kids themselves. So we have to get back to socializing with each other, learning each other, so we can help each other get through whatever we're going through. We have to get back to it takes a village to raise a child. I often hear people say nowadays that I got mine, so you better get yours. And they say that as if that's motivation to a child or to a young adult to go out and get theirs. instead of coming to that child or coming to that young adult and saying, hey, you know, how are you doing? Do you need any help with anything? So many of us are afraid to help others these days, afraid if we help others, that person we help is gonna pass us up financially or materialistically. And that's something that has been embedded in the brains of us through television programming, through radio programming, and it has nothing to do with being involved in the community, for us uplifting the community and uplifting each other. So we got to get out of that mental space of I got mine, so you better get yours. We got to get in that mental space where I'm going to help you with any situations that I can help you with. I'm going to do my best so we both can grow. We have to help each other. That's the only way we can get back to it takes a village to raise a child, because that concept was all about helping each other, helping our children, helping us as a family, helping everyone become successful. If we continue down this path on just thinking of ourselves as individuals and our families, we're going to continue to lose out on the unity that we need for our communities. We have to have a unity in our communities in order to build stronger relationships. Thank you once again for joining me on Avery Speaks. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and also visit averywashington.com to purchase all of my latest best-selling books. So until next time, peace and blessings.